Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. A new study by First American CoreLogic suggests that 1 in 5 U.S. homeowners with mortgages owe more to their lenders than their homes are worth, and the rate will increase as housing prices drop in states that have so far avoided the worst of the crisis. About 8.31 million properties had negative equity at the end of the year, up 9% from 7.63 million at the end of September. The study covered 43 states and Washington, D.C. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 68.23. It's up 93 points. The NASDAQ at 13.41 is up 20. The S&P 500 at 7.06 is up almost 10 and one quarter points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
The 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is less than a week away. March 10th is the date. The Beef House in Covington, Indiana is the place. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. And thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting: ADM, Cargill, Bates Commodities, Strategic Farm Marketing, and Cadent EFG Risk Management Commodities. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And they did have a little bit of rain in South America. In Argentina, rain evolved as expected overnight, with rain totals up to midnight ranging from about a third to just over three-quarters of an inch in the southwest, while varying from 1 to 3 inches from northern Cordoba into southwestern Entre Rios. A second area of 1 to 2 inch rainfall amounts occurred in central Buenos Aires. Satellite imagery this morning suggests that the greatest rainfall occurring from northeastern Cordoba through southern Santa Fe to Uruguay, including most of Entre Rios. Another 1 to 2 inches of rain may have fallen in the area since midnight, and 1 to 3 inches possible during the day across Entre Rios into Uruguay, with flooding resulting in the east-central crop areas and across Uruguay. Drier weather will impact most of Argentina today, although some shower activity will occur in southern Buenos Aires and in a few southeastern La Pampa locations Thursday night into Saturday. Net drying elsewhere will continue until the couple of frontal systems pass through the area, and that may not take place until the middle of the month. About March 16th is what the computer models are suggesting right now. Those two rain events will not be as nearly as impressive as that occurred overnight and this morning. High temperatures yesterday ranged from the upper 60s from La Pampa into southern Buenos Aires, while 70s and lower 80s occurred in Cordoba into southern Entre Rios and northern Buenos Aires. In Brazil, net drying occurred in most of the nation yesterday and early today. A few random showers producing less than a third of an inch of precipitation occurred in Mato Grosso and coastal areas of Sao Paulo. High temperatures mostly in the upper 80s, lower 90s. The warm, dry conditions perfect for the early maturation of the summer crop. And the harvest continues. Field work will continue to advance rapidly with additional dry, warm conditions expected into Friday. The forecast for the weekend does offer a chance for some showers typical of this time of year, and continuing to increase across the area next week. The precipitation will slow the return of more typical March weather back across the summer crop areas. Rainfall will become moderate in central south and central west areas of Brazil by this time next week, and far southern and extreme northeastern portions of the country will see the least precipitation and the less lower amounts of precipitation. As far as the U.S. Midwest, the weather pattern will start to turn wet again Friday night with frequent rounds of precipitation expected all the way through the middle of the month. The rainfall is not expected to be heavy enough to cause much flooding. Areas that are in flood stage right now will continue to see improvement, although the receding of floodwaters will be slowed by the additional rain. Temperatures will be warming up over the weekend and into early next week, but right now we're looking at a cold front that will start to work its way in towards the middle of next week, and even if snow cover is lacking, there should be no threat of damage to winter wheat, as the depth of the next core of cold air will not be as drastic as the last couple rounds. And the U.S. Delta and the Southeast, they'll see a few days of mostly dry, warm weather before rain returns to the area late this weekend and into the southeastern states on Monday. The period of dry weather should allow any lingering floodwaters from last week's deluge to recede. Topsoil conditions may begin to firm up and allow for some early planting or pre-planting field work from the lower delta into southern Georgia and Florida. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities, hosting a planning seminar at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 4th in Terre Haute, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
Let's check how prices fared in the overnight trading in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 545.5, up a quarter. Last trade up 5.5. The Chicago Board of Trade May wheat opened at 502, up a quarter. Last trade up 7.5. December 560.5, up 1.25. Last trade up 6.25. May corn opened at 349, down 1.5. Last trade up 4.75. July 358.25, down 1.5. Last trade up 4.75. December 379.75, down 1. Last trade up 4.75. May beans opened at 848, down 5.5. Last trade up 12.5. November 790.75, down 0.5. Last trade up 12.25. May soybean meal opened at 263.70, down $1. Last trade up 390. May soybean oil opened at 30.44, up 2, last trade up 36. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. As I look at this marketplace, the question that sort of rumbles around in my brain most often is, who is going to be buying corn and beans from now on? In other words, who wants to step into this market as a long?
Well, you know, if you've anybody's come to our meetings, we seem to be pretty bearish. And, you know, I think it's only the fourth time this year that we've had corn and soybean gains on in one day. So we've been pretty bearish all along. That's a good question, Dave. I mean, farmers seem to be holding everything, so I guess they're staying long in this marketplace. We've here lately, guys that need cash, we've been, you know, virtually telling them to take basis contracts and try to get, you know, 70-75% of their money to, you know, to work on, because it just seems like, you know, we can't seem to get anything going. Mr. Bernanski was on television yesterday and obviously didn't scare anybody too much. So to answer your question, long way around it, doesn't look like anybody's willing to buy into this marketplace.
In fact, you might say the farmer is the longest long out there at the moment.
Absolutely. I noticed the commercials was started buying a little bit yesterday, and that helped help some things. And there's a rumor that China bought 3 cargoes of U.S. beans yesterday. So evidently China's economy, there's getting to be some little more confidence over there. I know there's also was some rain in Argentina and supposedly helping what little bit of that crop is left to still try to bring to the end of the growing period. So, it's, you know, it seems like a pretty bearish thing. Right now it's, you know, it's the busiest 2 weeks of our lives here at Strategic. You know, it's crop insurance, and, you know, anybody out there that's needing to do that, that's the 16th, the last day for that, mm-hmm. March. So, you know, just running around the country trying to get guys, you know, the best thing we can tell people is if you've ever taking crop insurance or not taking it, revenue insurance seems to be the way to go, because unfortunately you can paint that picture of, you know, 270 corn and you know, $5.75 or $6 beans. And I think a big part of that, Dave, is, you know, there's 5 million acres out there, and I'm of the belief that we're going to plant too much corn and too much beans. And
I certainly could go that way and do that.
Yes, and I just think that doesn't bear well for 2009 prices. But on 2008 stuff, I think, yeah, I think, you know, if we can get beans back up to 815, back up to, I shouldn't say nearby, if we can get beans back up to push 880 to $9, I think a guy's got to be unloading what beans he's got left, and that's going to take some work to get up to that point.
It sure is, because bull spreads aren't working to help to push the nearby up.
Not at all, and of course, you know, the carry's not there in the marketplace at all, so, you know, it's, I think a basis contract right now, basis is as tight as we've seen it for quite a while, and you know, I think, you know, you can get some cash on your old crop to some working capital that way, and maybe we just wait on the futures, and maybe we have to wait on a crop scare.
Thank you much, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. And we're on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.